Let us pray. Father Lord, we give you thanks for such a wonderful privilege to be here today, recognizing your goodness upon our lives. And Lord, as your word is about to come forth, Lord, we pray through your Holy Spirit that you will bring clarity. Speak to us the way we will understand you better. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, today is one of the special Sundays we have in the church. Special in the sense that we remember God's goodness upon our lives, and we tend to come and appreciate Him by giving Him thanks. If we look at the church, it's well decorated with fruits, flowers. These are natural things that remind us of God's goodness towards us. I'm going to be showing us a few things. And living in rural Suffolk, I know it's easier for us to identify what these things are. It will point to a particular activity that these things are meant for. So, what is this called? And what is this used for? Now, we've got this. There is something that goes into this very pot, and it's water. And we've got this, what's this called for? Called? And what is it used for? Now we've got another thing. Here you can see it is very dark in color. What is it?
Soil.
Oh, sorry. And finally, we eat, I call it corn and maize at the same time. When you see all this, what particular activity does that remind us of in life, especially here in rural Suffolk?
Farm.
So today we are going to be looking at a particular story in the Bible, a farmer who went spreading seeds on the farm, and some fell on different places. I will not unfold the story. We'll be looking at the video clip at this point, and I will ask us to be attentive to the weddings or the story, because I'm going to answer some questions from that very story.
Stories of the Bible. The parable of the farmer. This is Jesus.
Hey-o!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, He taught everyone about God's love. He healed many people from their sickness, performed many miracles like calming storms, and even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
One day, Jesus went and sat beside the sea. A great crowd gathered around Him.
Oh, hey, everyone.
So He got in a boat and told them many things in parables.
Okay, listen to this.
He told them this story. A farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil among rocks. The seed began to grow quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When Jesus had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand."
Okay.
Jesus said, "The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are treated badly for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the desire for other things. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted."
So, 4 different places, according to the story, the seeds fell on. Who can tell me one of those places? Okay? Come on. Footpath. This is an improvise. And you can see the count here. And who can tell me the second place? Rocks. The third place? Where? I didn't hear you. Tombs. Now the seed. And the last place? Good soil. Of course, we have a beautiful one here. What does that seed represent according to the story we heard? The Word of God. The word we hear every day. The word you children, you are taught in your Sunday school section. The word you hear in your school assembly. The words, especially, I know some parents teach their children during their morning prayers at home. Now, according to the narrative, the explanation of the meaning of this very word and where they fell. They said the one that fall on the path are those ones the evil one comes and take away from their heart. And of course, the ground and the place in question is our heart. They believed for a while. Once they come to the church or your school assembly, they will receive the word. As soon as they get out from that door, the devil will come and steal it away from them. Those on the rock. I want to throw more light on the evil one. You look at this. It's well exposed to danger. Footpath, like your footpath as you're coming into the church, our driveway into the church. We march on it. The seed fell on it as the farmer went scattering the seed. Some fell upon this. Some got into this. And we march on it. We smash it. The birds felt that these are no longer useful. They are safe. They pick it and eat. It's done. It's like when we come to our school assembly. We don't listen to what we do. Come to your school, myself and Peter. We do action song. We tell you Bible-based story. It's just there. Once you leave the hall, you just forget it and begin to chew your chewing gum. Devil has stolen the word from you. But when you hold it very firm, we will come to what you will look like. So, the one that fell upon the rock, the story tells us that the meaning, that those that receive the word with joy. Once we hear that word, our heart is being married. It's fantastic word. It's encouraging words. It inspires us. But then, when trial comes, when challenges comes, it could be in form of sickness. We tend to do away with those words. We don't remember it again. We don't put it into practice. We yield into temptation easily. So these are the ones that goes here. They don't receive moisture enough because they are not rooted. They don't allow the word to sink inside them. When we are in your school assembly, in your podium, the word will be going on. You'll be thinking of the ice cream you will lick after school day. What will be bothering you is just that ice cream, nothing more. So what will be surfacing in your heart is the ice cream, not the word you have received. So the cares, those things that you are mindful of, will come and choke those good words. Myself and Peter, and even in your Sunday school here, taught you, and it will not bear any fruit in your life. Then we come to those ones that fell upon tongues. Tongues is choking. When I was preparing this, I experienced blood coming out from my hand. You can imagine what it does to plant. What does happen to it is that the word, they receive the word, but when they go their way, they are choked by life worries, riches and pleasure, and they do not mature. I think this is ministering to us more who are adults. We tend to focus on those needs that are, they are important. We should focus on them. But at times we should rely on God, allow the word of God to speak into those situations. The word of God will cause our life to flourish. It will erode away those problems as we believe and abide in it. So when we allow the pleasure, the good things, those things that we admire to do most, those needs around us, to be what faces us always when the word is coming to us, definitely they will choke us. Definitely the word that we have received will die. And now we come to the final one, the good soil. It is practical here. We are able to see the beauty of nature because of the good soil. We are able to celebrate harvest today because the soil is receptive of the seed that is being thrown on it. And that good soil represents the heart that is noble, a heart that is good, that the heart that wants to relate with God through His word. And that very soil is the soil that they say, when it receives the word or hears the word, the heart will hold it firm and continue to allow the word to come and nurture the seed that it has received. And what the Lord uses to nurture the seed is the Holy Spirit, like we use water to water our garden every day. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to continue to do His work in our lives, the children, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that teaches you how to be obedient to your parents, teaches you how to be obedient to your teachers, teach you how to love and be kind to others. Sorry for that notation. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. You will grow up and be the right person that the Lord has called you to be. And finally, this story is not all about the planting of the seed and the heart. It is to remind us that God has created us for a purpose. And the purpose is to relate with Him. And the way we relate with Him is through His ways. And His ways has come to cause us to flourish. His ways has come to make us the people we are called to be in life. And when we allow the Word of God to dwell and grow in us, we will bear fruit. And what is that fruit? I love the way St. Paul put it in the book of Galatians. He says, it is love, it is joy, it is peace, it is patience, it is kindness, it is goodness, it is faithfulness, it is gentleness, and self-control. And when we have this, we will be witnessing to Christ through our life to others. And that's the conclusion of the story. And we will be bearing fruit, and we will be the people that the Lord has called us to be. And before I round off my talk, I would like to pray with these very objects here. Let us pray. As we lift the path before God, we remember our families. Lord, we pray today, O Lord, that you allow your word to be received in our homes, so that our families will be such that we testify of your goodness to our neighbors. And Lord, we lift up this before you. We lift, O God, the government of our world today before you. The leaders, O Lord, that you will give them the right mind to be receptive of your word. Remove the heart of stone from them. We pray especially for this very nation as they struggle through this difficult debate and dialogue pertaining to Brexit. Father Lord, bring wisdom in the mind of the leaders. Cause them to make decisions that will be good for the generation to come and eschew selfishness. Lord, we lift up this before you. We lift up your churches, O God, whom you have called to preach the truth. Father, at times, challenges and to be everything to everybody tends to choke us up, and then we tend to deflect the truth. We just pray, O Lord, that you will grant us the grace and boldness to continue to speak your word. And Lord, now we lift up this very good soil before you. We thank you for Christians, O Lord, in places where they are being persecuted, and the perseverance in their life to continue to hold on to the cross of Christ. And Lord, we just pray, O Lord, that your grace will continue to abound in their lives, and you find a way, O Lord, to break these minds of people who tend not to tolerate people to express their faith. And Lord, we just pray, O Lord, for all of us here, that you will make us that good soil that will be receptive of your word as we celebrate this harvest this year. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We're going to sing again now, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I Will Not Want."